This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Federal lawsuits reveal widespread medical neglect in U.S. immigration detention facilities, editorially reviewed by Professor Georgi Kakadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News. A comprehensive investigation by KFF Health News and the Associated Press has uncovered hundreds of federal lawsuits alleging systematic medical negligence in U.S. immigration detention facilities across at least 33 states. The legal filings document untreated cancers, festering infections, and delayed emergency care affecting detainees in facilities operated by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Key takeaways: federal lawsuits span at least 33 states, indicating nationwide scope of alleged medical neglect. Documented cases include untreated cancers, infections, and emergency care delays. Legal actions target ICE-operated and contracted detention facilities across multiple states. 33 states affected by federal lawsuits alleging medical neglect in immigration detention facilities. Geographic spread of immigration detention medical neglect allegations. Federal lawsuits filed across U.S. states. 2024-33. States with lawsuits, 100+ documented cases, multiple facility types. Source: KFF Health News, Associated Press Investigation, 2024, Georgian Medical Journal News. Scope of alleged medical negligence: the investigation, conducted by KFF Health News and the Associated Press, analyzed federal court filings to identify patterns of alleged medical neglect in immigration detention facilities. According to the reporting, detainees across at least 33 states have filed lawsuits documenting serious medical conditions that allegedly went untreated or were inadequately managed. The legal documents describe cases ranging from infections that developed complications due to delayed treatment to cancer diagnoses that were allegedly ignored or inadequately addressed. These facilities include both directly operated ICE detention centers and contracted facilities managed by private companies under ICE oversight. Federal oversight challenges: the widespread nature of the allegations raises questions about federal oversight mechanisms for medical care in immigration detention facilities. According to ICE policies, detention facilities are required to provide adequate medical care to all detainees, regardless of their immigration status. The migration and health intersection has become increasingly important as detention populations have grown. Federal standards mandate that facilities provide both emergency and routine medical care, though enforcement mechanisms vary across different facility types and contracting arrangements. Legal and healthcare implications: the federal lawsuits represent both individual cases seeking remedies for alleged medical neglect and broader challenges to systemic healthcare delivery in immigration detention. Legal experts note that such cases often face procedural hurdles, including sovereign immunity claims and complex jurisdictional issues. Healthcare advocates emphasize that adequate medical care in detention settings requires both immediate intervention capabilities and continuity of care for chronic conditions. The World Health Organization has established guidelines for healthcare in detention settings, emphasizing the fundamental right to health regardless of legal status. Federal lawsuits across at least 33 states document allegations of medical neglect in immigration detention facilities, including untreated cancers and delayed emergency care. KFF Health News, Associated Press Investigation, 2024. What this means for patients: individuals in immigration detention should be aware of their rights to medical care and legal recourse options. For clinicians: healthcare providers in detention settings must understand federal standards and advocacy resources for detained populations. For policymakers: systematic review of detention healthcare standards and enforcement mechanisms may be warranted given the geographic scope of allegations, frequently asked questions, what types of medical conditions are involved in these lawsuits. According to the KFF Health News investigation, documented cases include untreated cancers, infections that developed complications, and delays in emergency medical care. The lawsuits span a range of serious medical conditions requiring prompt intervention. Which states are affected by these allegations? The investigation identified federal lawsuits in at least 33 states, indicating the nationwide scope of alleged medical neglect in immigration detention facilities. This includes both ICE-operated facilities and contracted detention centers. What oversight exists for medical care in immigration detention? ICE maintains standards for medical care in detention facilities, covering both emergency and routine healthcare services. However, enforcement mechanisms vary depending on whether facilities are directly operated by ICE or managed through private contracts. The geographic breadth of these federal lawsuits suggests that medical care challenges in immigration detention may require systematic policy review rather than facility-by-facility interventions. As legal proceedings continue across multiple federal districts, the outcomes may establish important precedents for healthcare rights in detention settings and federal oversight responsibilities. Source: Desde infecciones que supuran hasta cáncer sin tratar, detenidos por el ICE describen negligencia médica a lo largo de MOU.